This is David Grana with Energy Dialogues, and I'm joined today by Vincent DeVito, Counselor for Energy Policy at the U.S. Department of the Interior. Mr. DeVito, please tell us about your role at the Department of the Interior and its relation to the natural gas industry.
Thank you. Absolutely. My role at the Department of Interior is, the title is a Senior Counselor to the Secretary for Energy Policy, and it is a new role developed by this administration to put a focus on the entire energy portfolio here at the Department of Interior. Remarkably, the Department of Interior has a significant holding of energy resources. So the thought of creating a new position within the immediate office of the Secretary was to have an individual with staff support that could implement energy policy across the department, which impacts pretty much all issues that the department is responsible for regulating. So specifically, the role is a coordination and policy function to help the department focus on its energy portfolio, unlike which it has ever done before.
What are some of the ways in which the Department of the Interior under the Trump administration is improving the process for energy companies to be able to access the United States' oil and gas reserves?
Right. So that's a primary component of my functionality within the department here. We are focused on not only streamlining regulations, which are the result of an executive order from the president, and followed up by a secretarial order from the secretary. We were also focused on harmonizing the permitting process that goes on here between the different agencies and bureaus within the Department of Interior, so that when investors want to come and do business with the department, there will be a more coordinated approach to addressing some of the environmental reviews and other consultations that need to happen before permits are issued that will lead to an expedited process for production.
Do you envisage President Trump's ambition of the U.S. becoming energy dominant becoming a reality?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The energy dominance strategy articulated by the President and Secretary Zinke really does have a real mission behind it. Folks used to talk about energy independence in the early 2000s, which morphed into eventually energy independence, but now an energy dominance strategy means that the United States is not afraid of its energy economy, and we are wearing our energy economy on our sleeve. So we realize that the Department of Interior can be a better business partner for investors, but the reality is if we're truly going to be energy dominant, it's something that has to be a mission-critical shift. And that's not to say that the Department of Interior loses any focus of its core mission, which is conservation, just the opposite, quite frankly. But having a focus and a strategy for energy dominance it does mean that this administration believes in, that we can increase production, increase revenue, create jobs, and focus on environmental stewardship as well, none of which are contradictory or mutually exclusive.
Speaking of environmental stewardship, is the Department of the Interior looking into putting fail-safes into place to prevent or address possible adverse situations with regards to the environment?
We are very we have very strong regulatory fail-safes in place to address those concerns. But the reality is, as we look at streamlining and harmonizing regulations, folks should understand that we are not reducing standards. And Secretary Zinke himself has said he's going to hold industry accountable. And the United States has the strongest standards in place out of any jurisdiction where you can address these issues. And energy produced in the United States is a much safer bet than energy produced in other jurisdictions by far.
And lastly, how does gathering the representatives from across the natural gas value chain to discuss their objectives, challenges, and opportunities, such as what we're going to be seeing at the North American Gas Forum, how does that help the industry?
It also helps the Department of Interior. It helps the industry. It helps the Department of Interior. I mean, to a large degree, these important occasions do bring folks together so that best practices can be shared. Folks can learn about how the government is operating within a new administration, how folks can be responsive to that, how they can modulate whatever business plans in accordance. And the same thing here from the Department of Interior. Are there any important drivers from the industry and other stakeholders that we can learn of from these events? So these large-scale opportunities to meet and discuss and communicate in a kind of one-stop shopping fashion are truly educational all the way around the horn.
Mr. DeVito, thank you so much for taking part in this dialogue with us. We appreciate your time, and we look forward to hearing more from you at the North American Gas Forum in October in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, and likewise.
All right. That was it. Quick and painless.
Okay.
I really appreciate this, Mr. DeVito.
Anytime.
I look forward to
catching up.
Excellent. Likewise. By the way, you're from Massachusetts, is that correct?
Yeah, Boston area, yep.
So are you presuming something good happening in October with a particular team out of Massachusetts?
Full speed ahead. Swing away.
We'll see what happens. One of my good friends is a Yankees fan, and he's just been having a heart attack the way that particular division has been going. So I think he'll be sorely disappointed. Yeah, he'll be sorely disappointed, but we'll see what happens. Excellent. Thank you again. I really appreciate it and look forward to meeting you in Washington in October.
Okay. Thank you. Likewise.